From Spark and Anvil and Soundsphere, this is Bloom, in Chapter 1 of the Soundsphere cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Bloom is a sound shaper. She has a quiet energy, a soft glow. Her tunic is splattered with the faint, colorful smudges of sound.
She arranges cards on her console, each one drawn with a different curve. These are the secret shapes of every noise we hear.
I am Bloom. The primitive I teach is envelope. The move is attack, sustain, decay, release. Every sound has a shape.
The envelope is a sound's journey over time. Its story of loudness. Without one, a sound is just a flat, mechanical beep.
Attack is how fast a sound gets loud. A drum hit is a fast attack. A violin note swelling is a slow one.
Sustain is how long the sound holds its volume. Release is how long it takes to fade completely into silence.
Bloom grew up listening to echoes in a cave. She didn't just hear the sounds, she felt their shapes, their beginnings and their ends.
By age 7, I knew the lesson. Every sound had a life story. A birth, a life, and a gentle fading away. She stood before the great synthesizer at the Sonic Academy. Its single oscillator asked her one question with a flat, shapeless tone.
It hummed, asking, "What am I? How can I be more than this?"
"You are a story waiting for a shape. You just need an attack, a sustain, a decay, and a release."
Attack, sustain, decay, release. The shape of a sound. That's the whole primitive. That's what makes a sound sing.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14.
Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Common Core and Next Generation Science Standards. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.